Sa usapin ng mental health, hinihikayat ng Headspace, isang pambansang organisasyong tumutulong sa mga usaping pangkalusugan sa pag-iisip na maglaan ng panahon ang mga ama upang simulan ang pakipag-usap sa kanilang mga anak na lalaki. Mas malaking posibilidad na sa mga kalalakihang nakakaranas ng problema, hindi nila inilalabas ang kanilang saloobin. Ang kampanya ng Headspace para sa mga ama'y humihikayat na maging magandang halimbawa ang mga ama sa mga nakababatang henerasyon upang harapin ang nang maaga pa ang mga mahalagang senyales ng mental illness. Maaring para sa ilan, nahiya silang lumapit upang humingi ng tulong dahil sa mga nakakabit na stigma dito. May 560,000 Australiano ang nakakaharap sa problema, at para sa mga teenager, ang tinatawag na major depressive disorder ang pinakamalaking suliraning kanilang hinaharap. Ngunit nangangailangan silang humingi ng tulong, partikular sa mga nagbibinata o binata. Ang paliwanag ng CEO ng Headspace, Chris Tanti.
Only 13% of young men with mental health issues seek out professional help. In 2015, right across Australia, 62% of young people who sought help from Headspace centres were young women. Only 38% were men.
Bakit nga ba may kakabit na stigma ang mga issue kaugnay ng pag-iisip o mental health, particular sa mga kalalakihan?
Unfortunately, men feel that it's a sign of weakness to talk about their problems. It's a stereotype, but it's true. To admit that there is something wrong is to admit that there is a problem, and men don't like to do that as a general rule. So half the battle is changing that perception, letting fathers and sons know that it takes more courage to talk than it does to stay quiet.
Sinabi ni Chris Tanti ng Headspace, mahalagang simulan ng mga ama ang pakipag-usap tungkol sa kalusugan ng kanilang pag-iisip.
The reason we're engaging fathers in a conversation about their children's mental health is because fathers play a very unique role in the lives of their children. And for them to have a conversation about mental health is really, really important. It actually role models the sorts of things that we're trying to do with young men. If they identify a problem, then Headspace services are available and they're free and low cost. We also have some tips on our website to help fathers through the conversation.
Sa mga pag-aalinlangan, paano nga ba sisimulan ang mga pag-uusap na ito at saan maaaring lumapit para sa tulong? Si Chris Tanti, CEO ng Headspace.
What we know about young people is that 1 in 4 will likely experience a mental health problem. Some of those might spontaneously resolve, but others will require help. What young people look for in the first instance is information. And so we have a lot of information about mental health problems and mental health issues on our website. So I encourage young people to go straight to the website and read about those. But there are also services right around the country, as well as online services that they can access.